You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, via Zoom, I have Paul Berner from Lincoln, Nebraska in the Prophet Powerhouse chapter. Paul, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Brandon. How are you?
I cannot complain except for the snow's gone, but bring on summer, right? So Paul is education coordinator currently in his chapter, but I need to recognize him for something else that was kind of a big deal. 2017, Paul Berner was the chapter and regional leader of the year for Lincoln area, and so was recognized at our recognized events that we do. But it kind of brought to his attention that even though he earned this award, and this was the year that, the first year, I should say, that we did it based upon statistics, not necessarily voting. But since he won this award, he reflected and he said, this is great and I'm happy to have this statue, but I can always do more for my chapter. And I think that's very true. If you think you're the best BNI member in your region or even in your chapter, I'm sure there's more that you could do, but with the Giver's Gain philosophy, so more you can do to help others. Because no matter how hard you do challenge Giver's Gain, it is very true. The more you give, the more you receive. So Paul came across another story. If you've noticed, this is Paul's second, and it always seems to be a story he shares, but I'm a storyteller myself, so I love it. So he shared a story with his chapter, and it ties in very well to say, if you're doing great, what could you do to make it better? So, Paul, go ahead and take it over from here and share your story. We'll probably chat a little bit about it afterwards.
Well, a little backstory to add on to what you said is that after the awards thing, I went back and I pulled up my phone app and I looked at there's an all-time listing screen that you can get to that shows how many referrals you've given and how many referrals you received. And I looked and there was a pretty big disparity between the amount of dollars or referrals I've given versus the amount I've received. I've received a lot more than I've given. So even though I came in first place, I felt like that number should have been reversed. I should be giving more than I'm receiving. So I felt challenged and I thought, I just want to talk about this because it's how I do my education moments, like you said. So I did some research and I found an article that I believe was in Fortune magazine about a woman named Allison Levine who was asked to be a part of a 5-person team to do a 600-mile skiing trek to the South Pole, Antarctica. They dropped them off at a location and they had to ski 15 hours a day to weeks and weeks to get to the South Pole. Allison is 5'2" and weighs about 104 pounds. And every person in this 5-person team had to hook a sled to their waist and tow a sled weighing 150 pounds of their gear during the trip every day. While Allison, being the smallest and the weakest, was always falling behind as they were trekking these 15 hours per day. The other people on the team would wait for her. Well, when it's 50 below zero and there's intense winds, this is actually dangerous. Mm-hmm. And she felt like she was putting her team in harm's way because they were always waiting for her. So at the end of one of these days, she was sitting in her tent, feeling depressed and considering quitting so that the team could go on and not have to wait for her. While she was sitting there, she overheard a conversation outside of her tent. There were two guys having a conversation and they didn't realize she was in her tent. And their discussion went like this. Allison's struggling and I'm doing okay. And I think I could take some of her load off of her sled. Do you think you could? He said to the guy next to him. And the guy said, yeah, I think I could take some of her load. And he said, okay, let's just figure out a way to do that. Allison is like in her tent, like crying because she expecting them to have a conversation of, we need to ditch this lady. She's keeping us behind. So the next day they get up and the guys go over and one of the guys reaches down and grabs Allison's sled and kind of tugs on it. And he goes, my gosh, Allison, your sled weighs a lot more than my sled. And he reaches over and tugs on his buddies and he goes, and it's a lot more than his. You are carrying somehow more than any of us. Let us take some of the weight off your sled and even this out. So they basically lied, which I think is awesome. So they took this load. So you have to understand that in the back here, Allison knew because she'd heard the conversation, but she kept quiet. So they trekked this 15-hour day. And at the end of the day, every day on these camping trips, these treks, you have to set up a new camp with tents. You have to pitch all your tents. With heavy winds down in the Antarctic, you have to pack snow around the base of the tent to keep wind from getting under the tent, blowing the tents away. You got to pack snow. It's a terrible job after 15 days of skiing, 15 hours of skiing. And she says to these guys at the end of the day, can I pack snow around your tent? And they said, why would you want to do that? It's a terrible job. She goes, no, you don't understand. I'm from Arizona. I never get to see snow. This is amazing. I'd love to do it. And they said, go for it. Fine. Pack snow. So every day, the rest of the trip, at the end of the day, she would pack snow around the base of the tents. And when the trek was all done and they were successful and they made it to the South Pole and they're back in the States and they're having this big celebration dinner with the backers of this event, one of the guys gets up and starts telling the story about how Allison, how crazy it is that she loves to pack snow around tents at the end of a long day. And she said, excuse me, I hate every minute of it, but I heard you guys. And they had this dumbfounded look on their face. And she said, I heard you talking. And I knew that you took on some of my load so that we could all make it. And I felt like packing snow around the tents was my way of contributing to the team so that we could make it. I was really moved by that story. So much so that I felt like I'm an Allison in my chapter. I'm not the guy that gets the $3,000, the $5,000, the $10,000 referrals that I can give to people in my chapter. And so I decided that I was going to be the best member I could be at doing one-to-ones, at doing my CEUs, at doing, you know, everything that I could possibly do, even being the ed coordinator. I'm going to be the best member I can be to make up for the fact that I can't tow a 150-pound sled metaphor.
Right.
And I believe in our chapters, what I said to my chapter is, you need to do a self-assessment. Are you a sled tower in our chapter, or are you a tent snow packer? Because they're really important. Both of those jobs are really, really important for the success of the team. And as a BNI chapter, we're a team. And so you need to know and figure out, can you help carry somebody's load in this chapter in terms of the referrals? And if that's true, and you, like me, feel like there are people doing a great, great job at the referrals, what can I do to be a great snowpacker to help our team be successful in being the number one chapter or getting new members or whatever? What can I do? And I think it's important that we see who we are in our chapter and understand that both of those are really important.
Well, and I think that whole story goes back to the giver's game philosophy. Allison could have just said, yeah, take my stuff. Cool. But she knew that as they were giving to help her, she needed to do something in return. And she didn't gain at the end. Well, I guess she gained some recognition that she didn't want because she hated packing the snow. But it wasn't the selfish mindset. It wasn't even the, I'm not helpless, I can carry it. She took the help that she knew existed, but she paid it back any way that she could. And the story I share in Member Success Program is one of my first one-to-ones was with the financial planner in the chapter. And I said, the worst thing you could say to anybody in a one-to-one, I'll probably never have a referral for you. We have a family friend that does all our finances and we've used him for years. And I'm lucky enough that I realized what I had said when I left that one-to-one, because I called him the next day and I said, listen, I feel horrible about what I said. But the commitment I made was I will be there to help you and hear your featured presentation if you need anything. I think we should do one-to-ones on a monthly or at least every other month basis so I can learn more about your profession. And I wanted to put the time and effort in to learn more about what he did so I could find those referrals. And it ended up being 401k rollovers, because when I joined BNI, a lot of my buddies had jobs, not careers. And when they would get those careers, I was the weird friend that would sit down for a beer and say, by the way, what'd you ever do with that 401k, that old job you had? And it turned into referral opportunities to the point, I think a couple of them are still using that financial planner today. So I love the story. I think it really supports Giver's Gain. And I know something that you did then was really started focusing on the different pieces of the power of one. You do a lot of one-to-ones, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I try to do those.
And that's an opportunity to learn more about referrals. I know you do CEUs. You're the education coordinator. But on top of that, you were doing CEUs before that. And then I'm going to ask this, and I don't know the answer, so I hope this doesn't bring up anything bad. But how often do you miss meetings? Minus when you're traveling around the world, because Paul is quite the traveler. But other than that, how often do you miss meetings?
Never.
Yeah. I said.
I don't know that I've... I'm not sure. I'd have to look, but I don't know that I've ever missed a meeting and not had a sub, because I take
right.
it seriously. It's right. like, I mean, you can get sick. I understand that.
Yes.
I could wake up sick Thursday morning because I just said that to you. Not going to wake up Thursday morning and be violent. But, you know, I take it seriously.
And those are the three things in the Power One we have control over. Visitors and referrals. Sometimes you can't find that referral, or you think you found it and it's not what they need. And visitors, you invite them, they say, oh, I'll be there the day before, and then all of a sudden something comes up and they don't come. You can't control that necessarily, but those other three things, and that's what Paul did. He said, how can I be that snowpacker? And if you look at the power of one, educate yourself. It's the most selfless thing you can do for your chapter, because you're only providing better quality for them. Do the one-to-ones, get that credibility with your other members so you get to know them so you can find those referrals, and be at your meeting. If anything, it's your accountability for the week to say, I've committed to this 30, 40, 50 other people in my chapter, and I'm going to show them that I'm going to wake up in the morning, I'm going to be there so that I can support them every way I can.
So all in.
All in.
All in. All in.
And that's
what I want. I just, if you're there, be all in.
And that's how you get chapter and regional member of the year. That's what this is really underlined right now. Paul is very humble. He's very happy to receive that. But I know he's also doing the great things out there. So, well, Paul, thank you for the story. Thank you for the information on there. Any final thoughts, words on that one?
You know, if somebody hears this and wants to read that, I can provide them a link to the article. We can make that available to them. It's worth reading, especially the part about how this lady had to eat sticks of butter to get enough calories in her system.
So that's nuts.
That's, I know it's crazy, but so if they want it, I can get it to them.
Okay. Perfect. And I'll talk to Ray. Maybe we can even get the link just in the podcast. So then it's just ready to go for him.
Fabulous. So.
And for the listeners, do remember that these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. And we will do our best to cover that in the future. Paul, once again, thank you for your time. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.